بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. زكي مختار صاحب رحمة الله عليه discusses in this clip the harms of evil glances and looking at haram, looking at the fake beauties of haram women, and women looking at men. Zakim Sahib Rahimahullah says that each person's nazar, glance, gaze at haram has a different effect on different people, on different hearts. Each person's ability, capability, and how he looks, how much he can bear, how much he can tolerate, each person's heart is different. And a person looks and different effects on different types of people's hearts. Different people look at the same thing, but the effects are different on different hearts. One person looks at something haram, impermissible, forbidden, and the depth of that sin, how deep it penetrates the heart, one person, maybe 10 inches. Another person looked at the same impermissible, haram, forbidden thing, and the wound and that arrow penetrated the heart 5 inches. Someone's heart will be affected 3 inches deep, the poison went in there of that haram glance. Somebody was 2 inches. Someone was affected 1 inch. Someone's heart was affected 1/2 inch. One was 1/10. The different effects on different hearts, although is one haram object that is being looked at, but different effects on different hearts. The after has asked, have you heard so many types before? So therefore I give mashwara and I give counsel to those that are already affected and wounded in illicit affairs, in fake love. I give them mashwara and I give them a consultation and I counsel them and I give them advice that if your heart has already been affected by looking at haram, fake beauties, haram women, haram men, impermissible to look at them, then even the cursory glances, even the cursory, what you call mistaken glances, also be very careful and cautious of that also. Looking at from the corner of your eyes, don't even take in or import in that type of haram into your heart. So, Alama Alusi Sayyid Mahmud Baghdadi, Rahmatullah Alayhi, in his tafsir commentary of Quran Sharif, Ruhul Ma'ani, he says that in this ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, قُلْ لِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ يَغُضُّوا مِنْ أَبْصَارِهِمْ وَيَحْفَظُوا فُرُوجَهُمْ ذَلِكَ أَزْكَى لَهُمْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ. Say to the believing men that they should lower their gazes from looking at haram. This is more of purity to them. And verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is خَبِيرٌ بِمَا يَصْنَعُونَ, all aware of what they do. Yasna'un, this word has been discussed before also. Allah Ta'ala used the word yasna'un, not yaf'alun or ya'malun. Allah did not say Allah is all aware of your actions of what you do, what you carry out, what your deeds are like. Allah Subhanahu wa Ta'ala says, I know what you are manufacturing. Why did Allah Ta'ala use the word yasna'un? Because nazar means to look, to glance, is a fi'l. And also an amal. Fail is an action, amal is a deed, something that you're carrying out. But Allah Ta'ala did not use these two words. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word yasna'un. Allah knows what you are manufacturing, producing with your eyes. So he makes tafsir in Ruhul Ma'ani and he says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is khabirun bi ijalatin nazar. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware of the roving eye, how you make your eyes roam and wander around. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that the designs of your eyes, of how you look around and what you are taking in different designs, the designs of your eyes, how you look, from which corner, from which angle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware, and what you are importing within your heart, the different designs of haram, things that you're looking at, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely aware of what you do and how you import it into your heart. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is completely aware of how you abuse your eyes in looking at haram. Sometimes eyes wide open, sometimes half open, sometimes one eye open, sometimes in the corner of the eyes you are looking at haram, sometimes putting dark sunglasses also. From behind the sunglasses you are looking, nobody knows, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all aware. Sometimes looking from the right, sometimes to the left, sometimes with an angry face also you're looking at haram. And he's looking at the air hostess, but with an angry face, and saying to her, that I will report you to your chief that's in charge right now, that you aren't doing a good job, with anger, but he's staring at her and looking at her, that I'll tell him, I'll report you to the ones in charge higher than you, that you delayed in bringing my tea for me. He's showing an angry face, and his eyes also are bloodshot. But his nafs, his inner self, is taking haram enjoyment right now, looking at her. So this type of anger, shaitan is actually feeding him haram, making him drink haram right now, and making him drink poison. And when he's questioned, why are you doing this? He says, no, I am shouting and being angry with her, so that I have no inclination towards her, she stays far from me. Zakim Sahib Rahimullah says, don't wash your feces with your urine. This is effectively, you are washing feces with urine. Rather ask your sheikh, that how do I get out of the situation? I have this illness within me. Please give me some remedy and some solution. And some people, shaitan kill them with compassion. They have compassion and they show love and muhabbat for the air hostess and for fake beauties. So he'll ask the air hostess, where did you study? Then she say, I studied so-and-so college. And then he gets very excited. He says, I also studied the same college. Then he tells her, I'm also from that garden where we study from. I'm also one nightingale from the same garden. We are from the same college, from the same area, same place. And then he makes her an offer, that how is the job going? Are they paying you enough? Are you coming out every month? Maybe I can assist you also. But sometimes shaitan will come from this angle, that he'll kill a person's iman and taqwa with muhabbat, with love, with shafqat, compassion, with mercy, but in a haram avenue. Some men have a lot of mercy for pretty faces, and some people, shaitan kill them with anger. But who Allah Ta'ala wants to save, Allah Ta'ala makes him intelligent, Allah Ta'ala teaches him. Some people's hands are very sensitive. Hazrat explains, some people's hands are like the scale of the jeweler, that even you just blow a bit on it, then it will feel the person's breath, and it shows some weight on the scale. Some people's hearts are that sensitive also, they get affected very quickly. Allah Ta'ala has given some people such hearts, it's so sensitive that they just take a grain of haram, and a mustard seed weight of haram also, and it goes deep into their hearts, because their hearts are very, very sensitive. And their hearts are so sensitive that they just taste a little bit of haram also, and already they have palpitations. Their heart already starts trembling in the fear of Allah, and they make tawbah immediately. And some people's hearts are like wood, thick, tough, strong wood, that nothing affects it. As I say, like an international donkey. Nothing affects the heart whatsoever. He looks all over the show. Looks at haram also. Doesn't even realize he's looking at haram. His heart has become so hard. He's got no feeling whatsoever. So the heart has no feeling whatsoever. There's no feeling of being sensitive towards haram also. He's become like a log and has no feeling whatsoever. His heart has become like the workwear and the uniform of a mechanic, a person cleaning a car. It's full of grease, absolutely dirty, soiled. Even if you have to throw ink upon the person's clothing, there's so much of dirt already, there's no effect whatsoever. It's already black, it's already dark, doesn't find any effect, you don't see any effect on the clothing. His heart has become like that also. Some people's hearts have become so evil and so filthy that they feel nothing. Even the haram they're looking at doesn't affect the heart. With this reason, our mashayikh are saying that you have to make the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, so the nur and the light of the name of Allah, the love of Allah, comes into the heart. Then you'll realize that in the heart there was no light, there was no electricity, there was no nur. This is why we have said, they make the dhikr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, so the nur of Allah ta'ala comes in the heart. So when the person has to slip up and make a mistake and sin, the nur leaves the heart, then he becomes restless. So when there's nur in the heart and he slips up and he falls into haram, now the nur of the heart is left. Now Hazrat says he goes wireless. Now he makes the call to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, forgive me. And he cries, sheds tears of regret, and calls out to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to restore the nur, that electricity that was in his heart, the connection to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now he feels the absence, now he turns to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And now he's restless, and now he talks to Allah, and he wants Allah ta'ala's connection once again to be connected to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, because his heart is sensitive and he feels the pain, the darkness when he looks at haram.